AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says new booster shots for the coronavirus will be available soon.
I will be at the front of the line at the pharmacy getting my vaccination. I'm very confident about this.
Approval was announced today. This booster targets the Omicron variant. It's an attempt to fend off what is expected to be a winter surge of virus cases. Obstruction of justice is emerging as a key focus in the Justice Department's investigation of classified government documents the FBI seized at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. The department says classified documents had been likely concealed and removed as part of an effort to obstruct the federal investigation. The AP's Eric Tucker is in Washington.
It is not clear whether anyone, including former President Trump, will ever be charged. That's not something that is discernible from any of the documents, and the Justice Department has been in court and on the record saying that this is in the early stages of their investigation.
Donald Trump insists the documents were declassified. Flames were visible on the roof. A fire broke out on the rooftop of a skyscraper under construction in downtown Atlanta. A team of UN inspectors made its way toward a besieged nuclear power plant in Ukraine, the biggest in Europe, on a perilous, long-sought mission to safeguard the site and prevent a catastrophe from the fighting raging around it. Underscoring the danger, Kyiv and Moscow again accused each other of shelling the area around the complex overnight. Looking to cut costs in a tough economy, organizers of the 2024 Paris Olympics say they want officials to use fewer courtesy cars and take more trips on public transit. A 19-year-old man has been charged with first-degree murder in a series of apparently random shootings in Detroit. Three people were killed. Prosecutors say it's not an overstatement to say Dante Ramon Smith rained real terror on the citizens of Northwest Detroit. This is AP News. Gun-free zone signs will be seen in Times Square in New York. There is a new state law after a Supreme Court ruling on the concealed carrying of guns.
New York's new laws take effect Thursday and will bar guns from an expanded Times Square and a long list of other so-called sensitive locations. Mayor Eric Adams says the Supreme Court decision opens another river feeding the sea of gun violence.
We're going to continue to use our laws to dam the rivers.
Governor Kathy Hochul says the SCOTUS ruling allowing concealed carry creates havoc and enforcement will be a challenge, but police will prevail.
The question will be for law enforcement to make a determination on whether or not that person has a legal concealed carry permit outside the places we've identified.
Lawsuits have been filed challenging the new law. Julie Walker, New York.
Serena Williams is back on the court tonight at the U.S. Open in New York. Her opponent, number 2 seed Annette Contaveit. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.